Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Now, to begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well. You kept cutting out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're doing a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, Unaffiliated, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Independent.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
High school degree.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? Are you white or Anglo, Hispanic, African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And just to be sure, we're talking to people of all ages. What is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 35 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65 years old?
18 to 35.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yes, generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going to the right direction.
Thank you. And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'm not really sure. I didn't really understand that well.
Well, we have a few questions later that may elucidate in this. But for what you've heard, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, that's fine. Let's move on then. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I guess go for it.
Probably vote yes or definitely vote yes in favor.
Yes, in favor.
And is that a probably vote yes or definitely vote yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. Or, I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost the average Osceola homeowner about $23 per year. Or, I am fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Or, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
I'll go with the first choice.
Excuse me, what was that?
It's the first one that you saw.
The first one. I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
Yeah, that one.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? Is it dealing with inflation and high cost of living, improving the economy and creating jobs, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, controlling growth and development, reducing property insurance costs, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education and local schools, or reducing traffic and congestion?
I'll go with the high cost of living and then the issues with traffic.
We can only choose one. So between those two, which one would you want your elected officials to focus on most?
The traffic.
The traffic. Thank you. Now, do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too slowly.
Thank you. And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Do not trust.
And would you say you probably did not trust or definitely did not trust them?
I probably did not trust them.
Thank you. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To acquire and manage environmentally sensitive land. Do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I didn't feel that strongly approve, no.
So that would be somewhat approve?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have to protect open space from overdevelopment.
Mm-hmm. not true.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Then we have to protect wildlife habitat.
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Then we have to provide natural flood water storage to help reduce flooding.
Strongly approve.
Then we have to protect drinking water sources.
Strongly approve.
To protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor.
Somewhat approve.
Then we have to provide land for trails and passive recreation.
Strongly approve.
Lastly, we have to preserve natural areas.
Strongly approve.
Thank you very much. So you will now be given a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if it would make you more likely or less likely to support the program. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. There will be an annual public audit on how the funds are spent.
I would approve.
Would you say, would that make you somewhat more likely or much more likely to support the program?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have the funds for this, from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
I would support it somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Somewhat approved.
And there is a citizens oversight committee that guides the county commission in their decision making.
Somewhat approved.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're entering the last section of the survey. Now, you will now be given some statements in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. First, we have preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County.
I would strongly support.
So, do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Then we have the changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affect our lives or our everyday lives. This proposal conserves our forests and wetlands and naturally absorb flood waters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses.
I think it's strongly arguable topic.
Is it very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Convincing. Strongly convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, with land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitat for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
Strongly convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Osceola County's water supply.
Strongly convincing.
Thank you. Then we have Osceola County is one of the fastest growing cities, Osceola County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal would slow the rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs for everyday residents.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have $3.33 per month is a small price to pay for, to preserve and protect our water quality and some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Osceola County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, support our small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs.
Strongly convincing.
Thank you. Now, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active.
Strongly convincing.
Then we have this proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors.
They're strongly convincing.
And finally, for this section, we have this proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation of an environmental lands conservation program that nearly 7 in 10 Osceola County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
Strongly convinced.
Thank you very much. Now, in taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
In favor of the proposal.
What was that? I'm sorry, you cut off.
In favor. Of the proposal.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, just to get a little bit more a neutral stance, you will now be given some statements against this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. We have this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Thank you. Just as a reminder, this is the scale is used to as a if you see it as a convincing reason to vote no against this proposal. Then we have there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While open space, trails, and parks are nice, we should first focus on more present problems.
I'd say that's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, with inflation, gas prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have Osceola County taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $700 million of debt, and this proposal would increase the county's debt by at least $70 million. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote against this proposal?
Not too convincing.
Okay, thank you. And finally, for this section, we have, we simply can't trust Osceola's County to actually protect these lands. They just allowed a part of Split Oak Forest, land they said would be protected forever, to be used for a new superhighway, which will allow thousands of homes to be built, encouraging new sprawling development. Taxpayers should not be spending millions more on a proposal like this, because the county can turn around and allow that land to be used for other purposes.
Not that convincing.
And would you say it's not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay, thank you. Now, one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, the proposal.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably voting in favor.
Thank you. Now, please complete the following statement in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
I say just other things not being fixed, and like other situations the community has not being fixed, and that proposal being the only one that's focused on instead.
And that proposal, I'm sorry?
That they will only focus on that proposal when there's a lot more issues as well that need to be looked upon on in our community.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, and finally ending... Going to the last section of the survey, as you may know, in 1991, Osceola County used state and county funding to permanently protect Split Oak Forest. Recently, the county approved building a new toll road through a portion of Split Oak Forest. The project would give 60 acres of land in Split Oak Forest to the Central Florida Expressway Authority to build a new toll road. Now, with whom do you agree more? The supporters who say this project will help alleviate traffic congestion in Osceola County and make up for the loss of a part of Split Oak Forest by conserving additional land in exchange for the land released from Split Oak Forest. Or the opponents who say this project will destroy native wildlife habitat that has been protected for three decades and calls into question whether the county can be trusted to protect a land set aside for conservation in the future.
With the opponents.
With the opponents. And now you will be asked a few short questions before we finish the survey. These are just for classification purposes. Now, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is your national ancestry?
That's the national one.
Your national ancestry, is it Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian, Chilean, Peruvian, Ecuadorian, Argentinian?
Hungarian.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Now, in your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish or speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English but speak some Spanish, always speak English?
Speak mostly Spanish and some English.
mostly speaks Spanish and speaks some English?
Yeah.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.